when I felt a sharp pain in my leg. I thought I must have cut myself on a stone, but my leg started throbbing and heating up. Blood was soaking through my jeans. I'd been shot. I left the battle and went home and showed my mother. "That's what you get for not listening to me," she yelled. "Didn't I tell you to stay off the street? Look at you." She hit me and said she wouldn't take me to the hospital. She thought that getting shot might teach me a lesson. I cleaned myself up. Fortunately, the bullet had only grazed the skin.
Maritza's home life is really tough. Both her mother and stepfather drink a lot, and there's never enough food in the house. It's not hard to understand how Maritza got started on the path to violence. The drugs she took were a way to escape her anger and sadness, and joining a gang made her feel powerful and respected, like she had never felt at home. But joining a gang also led Maritza into trouble and danger, including getting shot in the leg. Let's find out more of her story. Keep reading after the space on page 98, where it says, "I met Beto when he was 8 years old."
I met Beto when he was 8 years old and I was 9. He was an altar boy and I was an altar girl at the same church. All the time that I was hanging with the Mexicans, I was still an altar girl. I thought Beto was a geek. He was a skinny, small, weak-looking kid who talked too much. Over and over again, I told him to go away and leave me alone. Curses just bounced off him. The next week, he would be back again, talking and talking. He was always telling me that I was throwing my life away on drugs and violence. I couldn't believe it. I had a real